God as healer. First of all, you need to know that God loves you, and it's a very special kind of love, one that is unfailing, unconditional, and self-sacrificing. He wants to draw you into an intimate relationship with him, to become adopted into his family, and to spend eternity with him. All these things are possible, but it's really up to you. Do you want that too? The Bible tells us that if we seek him with our whole heart, we will surely find him. Jeremiah 29:13. God is a self-confessed healer. He says, "I am the Lord who heals you," Exodus 15:26. This is clearly seen when you look at Jesus. When Jesus walked upon the earth 2,000 years ago, he went around healing people, and many people, when they heard what he was doing, came flocking to him, and all who came to him were healed. Read what the scriptures say about him. When the sun was setting, all those who had any that were sick with various diseases brought them to him, that's Jesus, and he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. Luke 4:40. And the whole multitude sought to touch him, for power went out from him and healed them all. Luke 6:19. Jesus says, "I only do what I see my Father doing." John 5:19. And since Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever, Hebrews 13:8, we can expect that he still heals today. Today, Christians can have a part to play in the healing process. See section on Can We Heal? There are a number of topics which influence the healing process, so I have split this subject area into the following sections: worship, truth, scriptures, peace, faith, love, prayer and fasting, hope, and finally, why does God not heal everybody? Below are videos which shed some light on God as healer and includes testimonies of people who have received a healing from God. God as healer, knowing God as our healer. God as healer testimonies. Sandy's unexpected miracle. Ruth Feldkamp, forgiveness. Cindy's testimony of divine healing of stage 4 melanoma cancer. To everyone hurt by the church. Coronavirus healing. I thought I was moments away from a ventilator. Jesus is still in the healing business. G.A. Mann says God healed him of COVID-19 by breathing into his lungs. Healed of cancer by Jesus. Aretha Willoughby shares her testimony. 10 healing miracles. Jesus healed my inner pain. Kim's testimony. You don't believe in miracle? Watch this. Ross and Laurie share their healing testimonies, knee healing, etc. Proof that God still heals, torn muscle. Worship. Years ago, I didn't understand what worship was. Let's start this section by stating what worship is not. Jesus said, "This people honour me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. In vain do they worship me." That's Matthew 15:8. All true worship is to do with the posture of your heart. It is a valuing or a treasuring of God above all things. Giving God honour, adoration and praise are sincere elements of worship. I like the term delighting in God. A physical posture of bowing is also appropriate as you are entering into the presence of the King. 1 Timothy 6:15. Jesus gives us another insight into worship. When he, Jesus, said, "The hour is coming and is now here, when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. John 4:23. God, who is spirit, communicates with us through our spirit. Jesus declared, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." John 14:6. Since God is the truth and so only tells the truth, he expects us to do the same. It is through the finished work of Jesus dying on the cross that we are now able to have a relationship with God and so become children of God. John 19:28. Praise should also form part of that worship. Through him, Jesus, then, let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God, that is, the fruit of lips that acknowledge his name, that's his character. Hebrews 13:15. I've always loved music from childhood. The tunes are often great, but are really focused on the lyrics. Since discovering Christian music, I've found that the tunes are also wonderful, but now I have lyrics that really mean something to me. I find this music very uplifting, and it helps me to enter into the presence of God. Christian music helps me to have a different perspective on issues. It informs me of how much God loves me and what he has done for me. I particularly like to listen to UCB2, that's United Christian Broadcasting. Here are some scriptures which link together worship and healing. Worship the Lord your God, and his blessing will be on your food and water. I will take away sickness from among you, and none will miscarry or be barren in your land. I will give you a full lifespan. Exodus 23:25. Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved. For you are my praise. Jeremiah 17:14. Living this life may not be easy, but does bring incredible rewards both here on earth and in heaven. Here are some of those rewards. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Psalms 103:2. Online worship music videos. 2 hours non-stop worship songs with lyrics, worship and praise songs. Carrie Joby, Healer. Healing worship testimonies. A great testimony of healing. YWAM Wooster. It's leg healing. God's love heals emotional scars of abuse. On Spotify, type in healing worship. The scientific findings of the ability to worship to heal. Worship causes 2 changes in the brain. An increase in the volume of the cingulate cortex or gyrus results in an increase in not only the capability but also implementation of empathic thinking and feeling. In essence, you transform into a nicer, more forgiving and trustful person. That's Kuchen, 2007. Jesus' direction in Matthew 5:44 to love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, becomes a more attainable goal if the person spends time in daily worship and prayer. The second effect of worship is worship's effect on the amygdala have also been well studied and demonstrates a wide range of effects as a result of the downregulation to the fight or flight mechanism. Bullens et al. 2010. The result is a significant decrease in the deleterious effects of chronic fight or flight activation and the decrease in heart rate, blood pressure, blood glucose levels, and serum markers of inflammation. Anderson and Nunnally, 2016. This hypoactivation also has measurable psychic effects, measurable decreases in depression, anxiety, chronic pain, and even post-traumatic stress have been identified and can be traced back to one daily action, worship. Sumao et al. 2016. These findings have been so robust that the incorporating prayer as part of the treatment plan for pathologies ranging from anxiety, depressive disorders, hypertension, diabetes, mellitus, and disorders of chronic inflammation has been encouraged. Anderson and Nunnally, 2016. This effect is most completely captured by 1 John 4:18. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear. These findings were taken from a paper entitled New Physiological Benefits of Worship. If you're considering asking Jesus into your heart as Lord and Saviour, please visit Accepting Jesus. Truth. Doesn't it seem a bit odd that we can have a section called truth and link it to healing? As we look at truth, we see that truth is a person. Truth is a choice, and also that truth can bring healing into your life. When someone asks you, how are you? How do you reply? Most people simply respond with, I'm fine, when in actual fact they're far from fine. They may be depressed, in pain, or suffering from some disease, etc. They may not tell the truth for a number of different reasons. For example, they don't know the person well enough or don't trust them. However, it is unlikely that the problem will simply disappear on its own. Problems need to be faced up to, brought out into the light, and dealt with. This is where God comes in. One of the many names of God is truth. Jesus proclaims, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except by me. John 14:6. Jesus deals only in the truth, so whatever he says is trustworthy. When he talks about healing, then you can believe what he says. Jesus said, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. John 8:31. The following revelation about freedom relates to Jesus. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed or bruised. Luke 4:18. Here we can see the reason why Jesus came to earth was to tell them not only the good news, the gospel, i.e. the chance of a restored relationship with God through believing in Jesus, but also to undertake a vast program of diverse forms of healing, delivering this to a broken world. For a better understanding of this verse, please visit John Gill's Exposition of the Bible, Luke 4:18. Just as in Jesus' ministry 2,000 years ago, when he healed all those that came to him, Luke 4:40, he is still healing today, since it is said that Jesus is the same yesterday and today and forever, Hebrews 13:8. The Bible is God's word to us and is likewise trustworthy. The Bible declares that God created the heavens and the earth and everything on it, including us, Genesis 1:1. He put together the highly complex DNA structure which controls our body processes, Psalm 139. He knows everything about us, and so when something goes wrong, he knows how to heal us. He encourages us to give him our heavy burdens, and he replaces them with something light that we are able to carry. Come to me, all you who are weary and heavily burdened, and I will give you rest. Matthew 11:28. Jesus does not expect you to tackle life on your own. He promises, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Deuteronomy 31:6. That is the reason why Father God sent the Holy Spirit to us, to help us to change our character away from things which displease God and resist the temptation to do wrong, for example, adultery, idolatry, hatred, murders, etc. Galatians 5:19-21. He replaces these sinful characteristics with the things which please God, transforming us slowly into the image of Jesus, showing love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Galatians 5:22-23. It is important to be honest with God regarding those things in your life which you have done wrong, as this leads to a more intimate relationship with Him. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1:9. This forgiveness from God makes a huge difference in your life. It certainly did in mine, with heavy weights that I had been carrying for sometimes many years simply dropping off my shoulders. It brings a lightness of spirit which you cannot get in any other way. Those things which had been traumatic in my life were finally resolved. As a believer in Jesus, you receive His righteousness. That's a right standing with God. Romans 3:21-22. And so you can approach God the Father with confidence. Hebrews 4:16. This righteousness cannot be earned, but must be received from Jesus. It is part of the divine exchange which Jesus earned for us when He died on the cross. The divine exchange. If we are led by the Holy Spirit, then we are following God's plan for our lives. For those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. Romans 8:14. The Holy Spirit leads us into all truth. John 16:13. There are two very special characteristics of God, His mercy and His grace. Mercy means that He does not give you what you deserve, i.e. punishment for the things that you have done wrong, but instead God can apply grace, Hebrews 4:16, which means that He gives us good things that we do not deserve. His desire is that no one should perish. Let's turn their back on God, and ultimately end up eternally in hell. 2 Peter 3:9. He is a compassionate God, Exodus 34:6, who loves you and wants you to get to know Him. 1 John 3:1. One form of healing is that of releasing people from the fear of death, knowing that those who have accepted Jesus have an assurance of everlasting life, releases people from this fear. 1 Corinthians 15:51-57. If you need help, remember to delight yourself also in the Lord, and He shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord, trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. Psalm 37:4-5. When you are feeling weak, then be encouraged to know, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Philippians 4:13. If you're feeling down or depressed, or you simply want to change the way you feel, then know that there is joy when you get in the presence of God. Psalm 16:11. And this joy is also felt when you serve other people. John 13:35. As well as healing here on earth, there is an all-encompassing healing when we die, since Jesus conquered death when He rose from the dead. 2 Timothy 1:10. When we die, He comes to collect our soul and spirit, which never die, and takes them to heaven to be with Him forever. John 14:3. There is now a freedom from pain and suffering and tears. Revelation 21:4. We will eternally live in peace and harmony with Him. healing truth testimonies. One woman's story, abortion testimony of healing. Alice Grissom's testimony, healing from a heart attack. Scientific researcher and healer investigates the healing potential behind releasing the truth. Millions of us live with chronic and debilitating pain or disease, and sadly, that number is growing every day. In Truth Heals, Deborah King, PhD, explores the relationship between the suppression of truth and how this later manifests into pain or illness. Using her years of experience as an expert healer, Dr. King creates a roadmap for people to learn how to recognize and release emotional blockages, share truth in a safe and healing manner, and unlock the power of truth. She demonstrates how anyone can release deep-seated layers of denial, fear, and anger in order to heal the mind and body. Truth heals. What you hide can hurt you. If you're considering asking Jesus into your heart as Lord and Saviour, please visit acceptingjesus.com.